The following program is recorded and we are not accepting any phone calls. Good morning and welcome to Community Spotlight. Our guest again is Punxsutawney Borough Manager Toby Santic. Toby, welcome again to the show.
Thank you, Joe, and good morning to you and all of Punxsutawney.
You got a lot of stuff to talk about today. First of all, the recap, that big race that was going on in Punxsutawney not too very long ago. How'd it go?
Joe, I think it went phenomenally well. They arrived in town around 6 o'clock in the morning. They all filed into the Eagle. They got their directions and maps, and they had a hearty breakfast. 130 people, I believe, was the count.
Wow.
And I tell you, Joe, I was shocked at the number of women that were participating in this.
Nice.
Yes, yes. I wouldn't do this race if I was doing it in a car.
Well, they got to really be in shape.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah.
They
went around town for about an hour and a half looking at designated field statues. And this is part of the regimen of this race. As they go through the different spots, they have to stop and acknowledge certain landmarks or whatever they've got set up for that particular area. It's just not you pedaling your bike, moving your raft or kayak, and walking, running. You've got to also acknowledge these certain points of interest that are set out in the race. And it was crazy.
So they got the kind of experience.
They leave here after finding their statues. They left Barclay Square, went up to the Knob. When they get up there, they check in, go over to a big trailer where there were bikes in boxes. You grab your box, take your bike out and assemble it. And once you're done, you tell the race directors, I'm leaving, and they were on their way to Mahaffey.
Man, so they had to assemble their own bicycles before engaging
yes.
in the bike race part of it.
Well, yep.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, and then from Mahaffey, they went to Benazet, and then Benazet to St. Mary's to Ridgeway, working their way back through the Black Meshannon, onto the Clarion River, get into Cook's Forest, out of the Clarion River and through Cook's Forest, back on the Clarion River, and you finish up in Clarion.
I'm exhausted just hearing about it.
I don't blame you, buddy. So was I, just thinking about it.
It's a lot of exercise.
Yeah, 350 miles in 5 days.
That's amazing. I remember Bill Murray said every Olympic sport should have a regular person, you know, just for comparison in the competition.
Yes.
That would be the thing to do. So that was a huge success. It was the first ever. Are they going to do that again in Punxsutawney there, Toby?
Boy, that's a good question. We invited him back. We said, please come back again. I have yet to finish an email that I started to send out to Brent Friedland, who was the chief organizer of this thing. And I'm going to say, listen, anytime you folks want to come back and do this again, we'll be more than happy to accommodate you.
Very nice. Our guest this morning on Community Spotlight is Punxsutawney Borough Manager Toby Santic. And the fun never stops in Punxsutawney because coming up, it's a big festival in the park. That's at Barclay Square. So this all kicks off very soon. This is airing on Sunday, July 3rd. So what's happening then, Toby?
Well, so far, I've got vague information, but I meet with the vendors, the chamber, and everyone involved in this festival tomorrow night at 6:30. But I see, you know, great music like we had last year, great food, and I think there'll be just a lot of different items and vendors here for the, you know, public needs to come down and check it out and help support these local vendors and have a great time.
Music and fireworks, too. That's where it all, starts kicking off, too, with the fireworks.
It's See, now you know more than I do.
I listen to the commercials. Well, it sounds like
I do too at times.
A lot of fun. So this is going on all week long at Barclay Square in downtown Punxsutawney. Wow.
Yep, July 2nd through the 9th.
All right. So then something to look forward to. Lots of stuff to do, and it's always a great time to do that. And I think Eddie's going to broadcast live from Barclay Square as well.
Yes, he is.
All right. I saw this press release. I think it was from PennDOT, and they're talking about the Buffalo-Pittsburgh Railroad, and you've got some construction coming up here in the middle of July. Do you want to kind of let us know what's happening with that?
Absolutely, because there's going to be a detour. It'll be July 15th. Through the 18th. Now, the 15th is a Friday. And then the 16th and 17th is obviously the weekend. And then the 18th is Monday. You will not be able to come through that area as it will be shut down.
And what's the name of that?
Four streets. It'll be July 15th through the 18th.
And what street is that they're closing down?
That's going to be Hampton Avenue, right up from S&T Bank and Burger King.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of traffic through that area there.
You're absolutely correct.
And on a weekend, which is, I guess, better than a weekday, so that most people are you know, done with work.
You're going to have 2 days, Joe, during the week. Shut down Friday and Monday.
Well, brace yourself now. Coming up July 15th through the 18th, Hampton Avenue, they're doing that work on that. And hopefully the weather will be nice and they can, you know, just get that taken care of as soon as they can.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to mess around, but It's going to be an inconvenience for people.
All right. Our guest again on Community Spotlight this morning is Punxsutawney Borough Manager Toby Santic. Toby, is there anything else that you want to add to that?
Other than the fact that just be patient. It'll get done in 4 days, and we'll be back up and running. It'll be, as PennDOT always says, a temporary inconvenience for a permanent improvement.
Boy, you know that phrase right off the top of your head. That's pretty good.
Yes, sir.
It's pretty good. And you can check out road conditions by going to 511PA.com, or you can make a free call to 511. I've seen that written so many times. Toby Santic, Punxsutawney Borough Manager, it's always a pleasure talking with you on Community Spotlight, and even off of Community Spotlight. It's just great chatting with you.
My pleasure, Joe. It always is to be able to be a part of your broadcast. And once again, the borough thanks the radio station for all your support and for what you folks do.
We're just doing our job. Thanks for keeping us posted. We'll chat with you later then, Toby. Thank you very much.
You too, Joe. I appreciate it. Take care. And Punxsutawney, have a great day.